All right, welcome back, everyone. Goes without saying, a very interesting beginning, interesting Zman we're starting now, an interesting Beina Zmanim that we had just now, interesting, everything is different. So we're going to do something different in the Musar also, if everything's already so strange, we'll do something more strange in the Musar. Can someone turn the air conditioner on?
I don't think we have the remote on the side.
So what we'll do now, instead of the classical Musar that we've done in the past, what we're going to do is the Sefer Avas Chesed, which is really a halacha sefer on Chesed of the Chafetz Chaim, but anybody who's learned it, it's full of Musar, and we'll also learn halacha from it, important halachas regarding different types of Chesed and how you do the Chesed. So we're going to go through the sefer, try to build ourselves in Elul Zman, and Beis Hashem, it'll work out. If it doesn't work out, we'll switch it to something else. So I'm going to start from the Hakdama, okay? So he writes, Yisbarach Hatov V'Ameitiv Hamischased Im Kol Bruyav. The beautiful names of Hashem that are all depicting the giving nature of Hashem, the Chesed that Hashem gives. Noah saying lechem lechol basar kilo olam chazdo uviyoser livnei Yisrael. He gives bread and takes care of every single flesh in the world, all basar, but specifically all the more so for the Jews. Krovo ha'avuvim lo me'od. They are his relatives. They're his beloved. Ad shekarim b'shem banim. He called them banim, us banim. V'chelik Hashem. And they're the portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzivam l'leches bedrachav, sheheim darkei ha-chesed v'arachamim v'achanina. Three words. Chesed, which is kindness. Rachamim, which is compassion. And chanina, grace. Three different midos. Kidichsiv. Ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Me'imach, Ki Im Li'ira, Lelechez Bechol Drachav. So the Avas Ches is learning this famous pasuk that we know is the basis of the Mesil Tisharim, little Musar, as the source of Halach the Bedrachav, walking in Hashem's ways. The Sifri on that pasuk says, Eilu Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the ways of Hashem, Shenemar. Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachum, V'chanun. Merciful, Rachum, Rachamim, and Chanina. Graciousness. V'omer, Kol, Asher, Yikra, B'Shem, Hashem, Yimalait. This is the Pasuk in Yoel that we learned when we were doing the Mashiach segment, series. That everyone who does Chesed is going to be, everybody is called the name of Hashem. Whoever is called the Shem Hashem, Yimalait, is going to be saved during the times of Mashiach. So the Gro explains on that Sifri, what does it mean to be called Hashem? How do you get the name Hashem? Kol Hashem, Kare B'Shem, Hashem, Yimalait, will be saved from death during Gog Umagog, etc. Well, how do you get the name of Hashem? So the Gro explains that they get the name, the kinui of Hashem. For someone who gets the kinui of Hashem, the nickname, or one of the other, not the name Havaya, but the other names of Hashem, Rachum Vechanun, whoever gets that name is saved from the times of Mashiach. So you have to, how do you get that name? You have to follow in Hashem's ways of mercy, chesed, kindness, etc. Then the Emek Davar on the Gro, on the Sifri, explaining this Pasuk, says that the reason why the Sifri wrote this instruction is to make us understand that this is not an Eitza Tova to walk in the ways of Chesed. This is not good Nidos, Chumros, nothing. And he says, no. Ela al menas ke nivra. It's an absolute reason why we were created, and It is also a tzivui. This is a tzivui. You must be this way. This is not for the tzaddikim and the great people with naturally good midos. This is for everybody, a tzivui, to become like Hashem. That's what the Emek Dover says on the Gro, on this Sifro. Sifri. This is a chiyuv. So now, says the Chafetz Chaim, continuing, V'lo pam echas his hero sanu Hashem yizbarach hazeh. He didn't just give us one azhara, one pasuk. Ki'im b'shmoneh makomos. There are 8 different places in the Torah that Hashem discussed this inyan of walking in his ways and getting the shame Hashem as a rachum v'chanun. In Akev, I'm just going to list them. I'm not going to read all the pasuk. I'm just going to read through the book. The Akev, Parsha Aleph, Pasuk Vav. In Chamishi, Pasuk Yud Beis. In Shvi, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Ubere'ei, these are all our parshas now, during Ben Azmanim. Parsha Shlishi, Pasuk Hei. Ayin Sham, Be'Perish Rashi. V'Shoftim, last week's parsha. Parsha Chamishi, Pasuk Tes. He's just listing Psukim now. B'Tavo, B'Kisavo, B'Parsha Shlishi, Pasuk Yud Zayin, U'B'Shishi, Pasuk Tes, U'B'Nitzavim, Parsha Shvi, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Those are explicit Psukim that are commanding us to be people who want to do Chesed and want to love doing Chesed. Okay, that's it. Now again, I've said this many times, Chesed is, even though people like to do chesed at some points, to love to do chesed, the concept of avas chesed is not human. It is not a human quality. It is a godly quality. It's a kadosh baruch hu. Humans were made to take. They want to take. That's the way Hashem made the brain. I want, give me. You give me presents. You give me toys. You take care of me. You do for me. Nobody wants to do for other people. The only place you find, maybe, parents with babies. They give. And it's not a, they don't need a seminar and a workbook to try to work themselves up to understand to give to their kids. Except when they get older, then it changes. But that is the only place you really find that in the teva of people is to want to give, 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 give. If you don't, and those people who are naturally givers, they're not going to make it in this book. We'll get them. Eventually they'll find places where they can't give anymore, where it's not for them. And that's where the avoda of changing yourselves and walking in Hashem ways lies. At that point, when you don't want to give, because you're human, maybe a good human, a good Jew, but you want to be like Hashem, that's a different level of giving. Different level of giving completely. That is what this book is going to try to teach us. Says the Chafetz Chaim, continuing. Avas Chesed, we'll call him now. He says, after he quotes these 8 psukim, he says, Ulevad ze, besides these 8 specific places, he says, Kol HaTorah Malea Mizeh. The entire Torah is full of places of chesed. Kasher Nevayr HaKol Im Yeretz Hashem Lekaman. As we'll explain everything later on. V'chazar V'zerez Otanu. He went back and chazered again Hashem and tried to get us motivated. Al Yedei Nevi'ev HaKdoshim. All of the Nevi'im. It's also in the Nevi'im. Al Inyan Zeh. Kudichsiv and Micha Vav Ches. Higid lecha adam matov uma Hashem doresh miimcha ki im asos mishpat ve'avas chesed. Do mishpat, justice, and love chesed. And now, at the end of that pasuk, it says v'kol zehu rak letov aseinu tov lach. It's just for your good. You think it's better to receive and to get and to give me, give me, give me. Everybody feels that way. But it's not good for you. What's good is to give. That's where it becomes good. And he says the Parshas Akev ends with that. But it says, after all the things, Leleches, Leyira, Leleches, Bechol Drachav, and it says, Letov Lach. It's only good for the giver, not for the receiver. Everybody knows this. Up here, at least. V'hainu, dikvi geder ha-hergel, according to your level of your hergel shehirgil adatzmo, a person who habituated himself, who got himself into the mode of giving, in this midas ha-tov v'ha-chesed kol yamav, kein lefi erech zeh, according to this, here you have a promise. According to the erech of your giving, yikabel achar kach hashpas tuvo v'rov chasno shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. The more you give, and the more you become, it's part of your nature, which is not our nature. I'll tell you now, it's not our nature. To that extent that you make it part of you will be the extent that you get Hashpa from Hashem in this world and in the next world. And my Rosh Hashiva always used to say this. Always. The more, unless you're looking to do chesed to get out of learning, which was it's always another problem. A guy can't do learn, so he says, let me do help somebody. Go to the office, go to here, go there, buy this, do that. But accepting those cases where you love learning and you're doing the chesed because it's part of your obligation in this world, he always used to say that those people who do the most chesed are the ones whose learning, ironically, grows the most. It's no accident. The Ashpa of Hashem hits you and you just keep getting stronger and stronger as you're giving and giving. Hashem is giving you in the area that you need it most, which is learning. That's what he used to say. It's not before it's here, the Chafetz Chaim, but this was the source that Rabbi Greed used to discuss. We have a few more minutes. I'm going to continue. So he says like this. Ubekama mekomos baksuvim. There are many places in the ksuvim, not just the Navi, not just the Torah. Also in Maimar, Chachamenu zichronom levracha, all over the Shas. Matzinu shehishvu esmidas hakadosha hazu la Torah. They are equal. They are compared. Chesed and Torah are compared. Many places. Bailey Natsel al Yada Mikol Tsara Bezeu Baba, whether it is to protect you in this world or in the next world. Torah and Chesed go one hand in hand, they're partners. Ubein Shiyizku al Yada Lechol Tuv, and also that by way of the Torah, by way of the Chesed, you get all the goodies in this world. Ulefi Shiket Katsar Hamatze Mihistarea. I don't have enough time, says the Chafetz Chaim, in the introduction to write all the places in the Shas. He says, "Lachein atik po rak eizem maksuvim umamare chazal v'ayoser." I'm just going to do a little right now, and then the rest we'll leave for the book. Im yirtzeh Hashem devar akol lekama b'fnim ha-sefer. So, the first, now he's advertising. This rest of this hakdama now is the Chafetz Chaim advertisement to want to do chesed and to help other people. That's all he is. Okay? Number one, first thing that chesed does for you. He mo'eles lekaparas avonosav shel adam. It helps. It helps to get kapara for all of the averas of a person. He's going to quote the Gemara. He's not really going to quote it. I'm going to quote it. And I think I know why he wrote the word mo'eles. Why it helps. I think I know why. So he says like this. In Mishle, the Pasuk says, Bechesed ve'emes yechupar avon. Chesed and emes, which is the Torah, will get you kapara for your averas. Mufurish Pasuk. So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Heyamud Beis, Tani Tana Kameder of Yochanan, Kola Osek b'Torah. I'm reading the Gemara now. Kola Osek b'Torah begulus chesadim, Vikovers banav. He also has to bury his sons. Mochlin lo akol avanosav. So you need, as machlokis, whether or not you need chesed and Torah, and also to bury your kids, all three in order to get all your averas erased, or just Torah, or one of them. Any one of them could work. The simple pshat is, in the Gemara, is that the Torah or the chesed, Torah of a chesed is one thing, and bearing your children, which is Rav Yochanan lost 10 kids, so I guess he knows. that isurim, that pain, bechapers all your affairs. So you need one plus the other ones. So bearing the kids, severe pain, coupled with either Torah or chesed. That's the pshat that I saw in the Gemara. So that's why I think the Chafetz Chaim rate, it helps. Because in and of itself, doing chesed cannot get rid of your averas. It cannot mechaper for your averas. You need also severe pain in other areas of your life. Children dying. So fine, that's why he wrote Mu'elet. But it definitely does something. It's clear. It's mechaper your averas. It may not do all of your averas. It may not get rid of everything. That you need severe Torah plus chesed plus severe pain to get rid of everything. But it does something. That's clear. So he says, he continues to quote the Gemara, then he says, Chesed zug milos chasadim. I don't know why he has to quote that. Shenemar rodev tzaka v'chesed. If we were giving Gemara shir, we would attack. And the first pasuk wasn't good enough. Chesed ve'emes yechupar avon. Fine, now he has to bring a raya. What's his raya? Chesed zug milos chasadim. Shenemar rodev tzaka v'chesed. What did I think chesed was? What's better about this? We're not going to do that. But there is definitely stuff over here that we could learn this chazal properly. But the Chafetz Chaim's goal right now is just to show us that when you do this chesed, he quotes the Avos Derbi Nasan, Pamechas Haya Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Yotzet Yerushalayim. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai leaves Yerushalayim, Vehaya Rav Yeshua Holech Acharav. Rav Yeshua, his Talmud is going behind him. Vira Beis Hamikdash Charev. He sees the Beis Hamikdash destroyed. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Oy lanu al zeshu charev. Similar to the Gemara in Makos at the end. Makom shemechaprim bo mod oseim shel Yisrael. What are we going to do? We lost all of our kapara for all of our veras. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Says back Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to his Talmud, Bini, al yera lecha. Don't get depressed. Yesh lanu kapara achat shehi kamosa. We have another thing that'll get the same kapara as the Beis Hamikdash and the korbanos. Ve'ezu zeg milas chasadim du chesed ki chesed chafatzti velo zevach. He quotes the pasuk. So you see here, there's power in doing chesed for our veras. We're in Elul. I have to say that word. We're in Elul. First Musa Shmuz of the Zman, Elul, we need to do tshuva, kapara for our veras. Here you go, do some chesed. Someone clean this base medrash, Natan Potiamkin, Shlomo Beller, Eitan Drelich. The place looks incredible. I thank you very much. We're going to actually give one shir about nikius, about cleanliness, physical cleanliness, not the Mesil Tisharim cleanliness, and to what it does for a person's ruchnius. We'll save that for later as an inspiration for Natan and the Tzevet. But this place is definitely cleaner. Cleaner. It's not as clean as it needs to be yet. It will be, though. So we see here that it takes care of kapara for our veras, doing chesed. Okay? I'm going to stop here. It's already past 9:30. We're going to continue through the book of Seder. And there are many, many halachas of chesed that many people don't know. Many people don't know for sure. And we're going to go through the book, and as we get through it, hopefully we will start to change and become people who want to give and not take. Chodesh Tov. Have a good Zman.